You're listening to the Trade Show Minute here on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Victoria Barella, actually co-host on this one, and we've got our host.
Who's over on the other side of the table that you can't see, but I'm tall and glorious. My name's Johnny Mutta, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida, Infocom 2019. I believe we're still in the AV
Peerless AV booth.
Yeah.
We're definitely proud to be here, and we're proud, even prouder of our partnership with Peerless for all our podcasts at Infocom 2019. So thank you guys. You rock.
Now, today we are joined by Doug Nessler?
Doug's fine.
Doug Nessler of Reflex Marketing. Doug, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Johnny.
Hey, so for people like myself, because I just don't get out enough and I don't see enough about everything there is to absorb out there on the internet, because I don't have all the time in the world. But give me a little bit of background about Reflex Marketing. Who is Reflex Marketing? What does that mean?
Sure. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
Reflex Marketing is a manufacturer's rep firm that actually has been in business since 1983.
Woo!
One of the longest lasting rep firms out there.
That's older than I am. No, I'm just kidding.
It was founded by Bob Brennan, who is one of my dearest friends, and allowed me to acquire the business as of January 1st this year.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And thankfully, Bob is staying on because I need him to help out.
Yeah.
And he knows everybody in the New York metropolitan area.
Very cool.
We're very happy to be here at Infocom, representing some of our core manufacturers in the contractor AV business unit.
Okay.
We also sell products into the musical instrument and professional audio markets. But the focus, of course, the last 3 days has been spending time with Audix Microphones, well known for their conference room solutions, House of Worship, live music solutions. They have fantastic mics made in Wilsonville, Oregon, by the way.
Very cool.
Where tariffs do not apply for the most part.
All right. You heard that conversation.
Nice. We also represent Galaxy Audio, which is really portable, affordable solutions for portable sound, wireless headphones, iOS solutions. Juice Goose. Out of Houston, Texas. One of the best names in power protection, surge protection, UPS power supplies, and power conditioning.
Okay.
They're here as well. Rolls, which is also a U.S. manufactured Salt Lake City, Utah company. Rolls makes all the possible mini mixers, line attenuators, gadgets that you possibly need to connect one thing to another thing.
Yes.
And we do very well with all of these lines, as well as Cloud Electronics, which is a manufacturer of ceiling speakers and distribution amplifiers for conference rooms, retail, corporate environments. And that's our core of our group of manufacturers that we work with in this sector. We do have other lines that aren't here at the show today that also might sell their products for a certain application, whether it be a bar job, possibly a sound rental company, an installation at a corporate facility, retail facility. So we represent several other lines, but since they're not here at the show, they don't get the mention, right?
That's all right. That's all right. Now, Reflex Marketing themselves, that may not have a booth at Infocom, but you mentioned your partners that you work with or the manufacturers that you represent. A lot of them do have booths here. Now, quick, what's one really cool thing that any one of them shown here?
Audix has announced their new Dante-equipped conference room mics, which are long-awaited, and of course, that's going to allow them to, you know, keep up with what people want to see in terms of network integration throughout the corporate conference environment. That gained a lot of attention. The Audix booth was very, very busy throughout the show. Rolls brought out a very handy little Bluetooth adapter, very professional, robust metal housing. So if I wanted to have any Bluetooth source going into a PA system through a mixer, it's not a cheap little device. It's something you're going to be able to rely upon.
Very cool.
Those are two of the highlights.
Very cool. Now, what do those things mean for the AV industry?
Connectivity, reliability.
There you go.
Mean, one thing that AV integrators want is they don't want to sell something that they have to go back and replace or fix. The companies we align ourselves with are fundamentally built on quality, reliability, and longevity. So Rolls, for example, you'll put in a Rolls RM67 line mixer, and you'll not have to service it. These products, we don't like to take on lines that have a reputation for serviceability because it becomes a headache for everyone involved.
Right. I was just going to make a joke, but it's not funny that I said it. But I'm going to say it anyway. You align yourself with partners that have products that last basically the test of time. How are you going to go in there and sell a box every month if they last forever?
Well, there's always upgrades. There's always the new feature sets that'll drive adoption.
Sure.
As technology changes, each of these companies comes out with new and improved models. So even though their old model might continue to be working quite well, people want to buy more stuff. I myself, as a musician, you don't just have one guitar.
No.
You need more guitars.
I have at least two in my office right now, yeah.
So my point would be there's always going to be a need for new innovation, new products.
Yep.
And there's just sort of the lust for the latest, greatest, high tech, and you want to be ahead of the class.
I think you had already mentioned it, and just do one more time. What is the area that your marketing company services?
We primarily are New York metropolitan area, and that really includes New York Metro, Long Island, Northern New Jersey. However, several of our manufacturers rely upon us to cover all of New York State,
okay,
all of New Jersey, and Eastern Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So the geography changes depending on the vendor.
Depends,
but really the epicenter of business is Manhattan, Long Island, and Northern New Jersey, which is a densely populated area, as we were talking about.
Yeah. Victoria, you got any wonderful questions to throw Doug off his game here? I feel like he's got an answer for everything I'm saying.
No, it's really hard to figure one out.
You almost have it.
I know. I was like,
what about this? There's a lot of other companies that do what you do, but what makes you guys unique? Why should, you know, what are some of the hurdles that the industry is facing that you guys have a great solution to and that you tackled that down?
What the industry is facing, maybe if you break it down to what different types of dealers and resellers are facing, are sort of secular shifts in how people buy things. So certainly on the retail side of our business, a lot of the smaller mom-and-pop retail music stores have struggled with the rise of the internet and e-commerce retail. In the AV integrator side, for me, it's a little less clear because you really need people to go in and set up sound systems at House of Worship or corporate PA systems. I'm not sure that has been affected, possibly at the distribution level, how things have changed. Amazon has changed for a lot of things, but my speculation is it's not as much affecting the distribution and the network of people that are here. I could be wrong about that, but this is again, newer area for me where my background is primarily in pro audio and musical instruments.
Well, you're kind of in the right place for pro audio.
There's a big convergence and crossover too.
Yes.
Definitely. So where do you see your company going, or this company going in the next 5 years, 10 years? What are your goals?
One of the goals is to continue with the legacy that Bob Brennan started in 1983. We are very much aligned with core philosophies of how you work together with your vendors and with your dealers to solve problems. It's a great deal of conviction about reciprocity, about follow-up, about showing up. And as simple as that sounds, that's the essence to sales, which is to endear yourself to your customer, then support them vigorously. My plans for Reflex Marketing is to continue to grow our business by adding a little bit more technology. So we've licensed a new CRM, adding a new email system so we can do segmentation, so we can target the messaging as well as the content so that the recipient sees it as more relevant than just an email blast.
Yep.
And also we'll be bringing my daughter into the business. She has a master's in marketing and communication, running our back office, email, CRM, marketing initiatives. So my hope is to continue to grow, but not at the expense of the service and excellence we would like to think we provide to both our vendors and our resellers.
Okay. Now, for people in the New York metropolitan area, or depending on the manufacturer, right, where can we all go to learn specifically about Reflex Marketing? So should someone be interested in any one of these companies?
Well, you can go to our website, which is www.reflexmarketingllc.com, or you can call our toll-free number, 833-REFLEX-1. And I'm not sure which number you have to dial, but you can call me directly.
Nice. That number was actually fake. That's my direct cell phone. Don't call me.
Just kidding.
So, is there anything else that we should mention about Reflex Marketing before we wrap it up that we haven't already?
Well, I just like to say that Reflex Marketing is proud to be here at Infocom and the opportunity
to
speak with you and your listening public. I'm very pleased that I was able to find this slot and very happy to be here to serve the needs of our vendors as well as our resellers. It was a great show for us.
We're glad to have you here, Doug.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Anytime.
Well, thank you so much. This has been the Trade Show Minute. And if you wanted to catch the rest of the videos or blogs or write-ups of the coverage of Infocom, you can visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. And if you happen to be here in Orlando, you know, maybe last hour, swing by the Peerless AV booth, say hi, feed Johnny because, you know, he needs some food too. He looks kind of hangry right now.
A little bit.
And thank you so much for coming onto our show.
Thank you.